Kelly, want to know what my current drug of choice is?
Your current drug of choice?
That's what I said.
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX.
I'll bite.
You're like, where are we going with this?
Like Excedrin migraine? That's mine.
No, it's watching videos of Sheree DeVoe crash out on her Derby win still.
Oh, absolutely.
As they come to the last 16th of a mile, Denon Bourbon in front, both selling a huge long shot. Renegade and Golden Tempo are closing two. Here's Golden Tempo! Golden Tempo! And Sheree DeVoe make history!
I mean, that was unexpected. It was so unexpected. Last to first.
What a run. I'm still smashing the heart button on every Instagram video I see of that.
100%.
Yeah. So that's my drug of choice. My current drug of choice. My current dopamine hit.
Okay. Not going to see that at the Preakness, though.
I know.
Unfortunately.
I used to get...
No Triple Crown winner this year.
No, not this year. As she's saying, Belmont, yes. Preakness, too soon.
Dang it.
And so I used to get, I guess, a little upset if a horse was like, no, we're not going to do that. And I'm like,
why not?
Why not? I know it's a Triple Crown.
But
be like,
we know. Be like Secretariat.
Be like Secretariat. American Pharoah.
Yeah.
He's a Pegasus. Justify.
Right. Seattle Slew, right? Oh. It wasn't Seattle Slew one? Yeah.
Come on, you
my
know.
My boyfriend. Yes.
Come on.
Jean Kruger.
What
a love affair we had last year.
I know.
Not this year.
And it didn't amount to anything this
Nothing.
Year.
He didn't even notice me.
Yeah. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, real quick, Jean Kruger, the French jockey who rode Seattle Slew to a Triple Crown victory back in the 70s, was a little bit sweet on Kelly last year. Like, kept coming by, slid Kelly his card.
Yeah. Signed it.
Signed it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And was just like, hey,
yes,
will you be my American Pharoah?
He was a little fixture.
He was. Saw him again this year.
Yeah.
He paid no attention to Kelly.
Nope.
He has moved on.
No second glance.
He has moved on.
Probably has no memory.
Probably
of our dalliance last year.
No memory. or either that, or thought that you and he had some wild, torrid love affair, and is like, I've been there. I do not
That's
need
been played
to go.
Out.
Yeah, I do not need to go there again. He's confusing his fantasy memory with
maybe.
Reality, but
not
you know
sure.
It's all right.
Either way, didn't get a repeat.
Yeah, didn't get a repeat, and there's not going to be a Triple Crown bid this year. So I don't, because originally they were saying that there was not going to be any Derby contender in Preakness.
Wow.
And I don't know what the field looks like yet. I mean, I guess I could Google it and see, but at least there's not going to be a Triple Crown winner this year.
Have they thought about moving the Preakness?
Well, see, that's part of the reason.
It's too soon.
Yeah, that's why it's such a big deal to get the Triple Crown, is because these races are bam, 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 right, one right after the other. So,
but just like in recent years, it's tough.
It is
to
tough.
Get them ready to keep.
Yeah.
Doing
yeah.
It.
Yeah. And obviously, you want it to be safe for the sport,
right.
Safe for the horses,
right.
And you know, keep that in mind. So, no Triple Crown, no Preakness for Golden Tempo.
But we'll always have Sheree's Crash Out.
Oh my gosh. Again, my
drug. To watch on repeat.
My current drug of choice. Yep. On 99.7 DJX.